It is also possible that this drive system, if operable, could render the Red October undetectable to our SOSUS warning nets in the Atlantic.
Mr. Ryan, would you characterize this as a first strike weapon?
That is a possibility, sir.
The only context in which it could matter is the operational context. The whole point is to have a safe election, not to pass a test. Why did the legislature require the test? So they would have a safe system in elections.
As I emerge from the dungeon of Jobbars, the truth now seems less to see, and I regret.
You know, folks, it's amazing to me how much we're seeing the Democratic leaders' hatred of life on this earth. It just really seems like they hate humankind. We would have never thought that our own country would feel the weight of evil occurring from a corrupt government, as if they don't care. The leadership, Biden, Kamala, and more. Yet at the same time, we're now seeing true patriots rise up for those hurting in the Helena aftermath. We're going to show you that. We're going to show you some ways to support that effort. More fear from Clinton on video. She's freaking out. No voter ID voted into law in California, and other states have that now. Ports have closed. It's a nightmare in the making. Hold on tight. Let's get into this, shall we? Here we go. So folks, I wanted to show you this first. President Donald J. Trump has launched a GoFundMe for MAGA supporters to offer their financial assistance to their fellow Americans impacted by Hurricane Helene. So that's nearly $1 million raised already. I went actually to that site now. It's in the description box below. It looks like they've already got $1,635,552 already there. It's amazing. That was just placed recently, and now it is growing, and folks are, President Trump put that together. James Wood said President Trump and Elon Musk are doing more in a day than the current president and vice president of the United States will do in their worthless lifetimes. So you guys know that Elon's been getting the Starlinks out there, arriving into Western North Carolina. Folks are getting them out, getting them set up. It's pretty amazing. Here's something that President Trump said in his leadership and his visit to Valdosta.
Homes, hospitals, highways, and cars have been plunged underwater. Entire neighborhoods have been turned into lakes. Nobody's seen anything like it. And to every family that's been displaced here in Georgia and North Carolina, which has really been hit, we're going there also, and they don't have communication. They don't have anything right now. We're trying to. I just spoke to Elon. I'm getting him. We want to get Starlink hooked up because they have no communication whatsoever. And Elon will always come through. We know that. And so we're working on that, getting them hooked up. They asked me whether or not that would be possible. And we're going to try and get the Starlink in there as soon as possible because they have no communication. And throughout the region, our hearts are with you, and we are going to be with you as long as you need. It's called an hour of need. You're in our prayers, and we pray to God, and throughout this long weeks, the long weeks that lay ahead, you're going to have a lot of work, but the end result is it's going to be good. We just wish so many people weren't so badly hurt and in many cases, sadly, no longer with us. We love you.
Other places that are helping out. Garrett Mitchell posts this. You guys looking at it on the screen there. Garrett Mitchell, 121@gmail.com, says he's heading out on 5th tank of fuel. He's on his helicopter for those listening. Insulin on board. Craziest things I've ever seen in my life today. Mahdi is crushing it, communicating with other pilots and volunteers. Consuela is running awesome. However, someone puked in the back seat. All good. Just happy to help. We might not be able to haul a bunch of people, but we've moved a lot of water and supplies into confined areas. Thank you for everybody sharing on posts. I'm seeing a lot of action like this from private citizens in support. You're not going to see much from FEMA probably, because this was just posted from American First Legal. Over the last 4 years, the Biden-Harris admin has steadily transformed FEMA, the agency responsible for responding to natural disasters like Hurricane Helene, into an illegal alien resettlement agency that emphasizes DEI over public safety. The program right here, you're looking at it, may also receive funding to award to the National Board of Distribution to local social service organizations that provide humanitarian relief to families and individuals encountered by the Department of Homeland Security. Oh, yeah. The Shelter and Services Program is designed to exclusively provide shelter and services to illegal aliens. Over $1 billion in taxpayer dollars have been allocated between FY fiscal year 2023 and 2024. And there's the receipts for you in case you're wondering where that comes from. That $1 billion, FEMA gave over $38 million to New York City, a sanctuary city overrun by illegal aliens. New York City, in turn, is handing out gift cards and hotels to illegal aliens. And this goes on and on with this thread. It's disappointing and it hurts. But I tell you, really interesting when President Trump walked into the scene at Valdosta, what he received there. And check out the screenshot here. They're excited to see him there in Valdosta, and you'll notice that he has something in his arm, and most folks believe that that is the President of the United States seal. Why would he be holding that while he's walking up, and especially for all to see? You grab a photo of that, and some would say, well, maybe that's from his past, and some people collect their items, and they take them with them, and they're just showing off that they used to be the president or something like that, so I can understand. It's just strange that he would be carrying that. And he actually went in to talk to folks, find out what's going on in these operation centers. And he said, to every family that has been displaced here in Georgia and North Carolina and throughout the region, our hearts are with you in this hour of need. You are in our prayers today and throughout all the long weeks that lay ahead. We love you. We are with you. And we will be back again and again. Again and again. We know when he makes his promises, he keeps those promises. You can imagine how this has all been playing out.
Asheville, among the hardest hit tonight, remains largely cut off from relief, frustrating residents.
Nobody's going to help us. I don't know what we're going to do.
Do you have any faith in the federal response here?
No.
Ricky and Devonna Brown's Auto Shop has been in this location for 30 years.
This is devastating. I mean, this is hard to see. I mean, this is hard to come and look at. This is your whole life right here. And it's this old building to somebody. But to us, this is our life.
So they've had enough. They don't trust the government and what they're doing, obviously. Ducey definitely threw one at the press secretary. Here you go.
People in Western North Carolina were drowning in their houses this weekend. Others were losing everything. President Biden was at his beach house, and Vice President Harris was hosting political fundraisers on the West Coast. Is there a reason that they could not be here?
The president did exactly what a president in this moment needs to do, which is directing his team to take action.
Yeah. Sure they are. So, folks, just a little bit about Asheville. I showed you this video earlier. There's a lot of information that's been floating around social media about the area in Asheville. Many are saying that it's a huge place for witchcraft and more, and I've been tracking it a little bit, trying to figure out what they're talking about. If you guys out there understand what I'm mentioning here, you can chime in below the video and put your comments there. Somebody said, in the addition to the total wipeout of Biltmore Village in Asheville, North Carolina, the Biltmore Estate, owned by the Vanderbilt family, Anderson Cooper, was flooded out also. Anderson Cooper was part of that Vanderbilt. He's in that picture that I'm showing you in the bottom right with his brother, who supposedly committed suicide, right? He took his life, but actually they lied to us. Most of you know that Anderson Cooper's brother is right there, Kathy Griffin. Kathy Griffin, obviously, is a male, and is the one that cut President Trump's head off and had it floating in the air with blood dripping off. Do you guys remember that? So this is the background that they grew up in. As it turns out, the sick pedo child art below, if you're looking at it, was owned by none other than Tony Podesta, proud member of the Red Shoe Club and brother to Pizzagate player John Podesta. If you guys know Podesta, he was part of the Clinton era. He's there now, I believe, working somehow in the administration. Don't know what he's doing, but just remember they brought him back in. But it's pretty sick what they do. The Vanderbilt family, particularly Gloria the mother, were known practitioners of black magic and members of the occult. The oldest son, remember, they said committed suicide at 23. No, it did not happen. Ashfield's many are stating that allegedly Asheville's a big hub for child sex trafficking in the United States, known for having deep underground tunnels and more. So it's just interesting, this information. I'm sharing it with you, trying to figure out some more. But we do know from the X, on X, if you go and research some of these drops, you'll notice on the intel drop from Q, confirmed, what do you notice? You'll see the pictures, and you'll notice the Vanderbilt home they highlighted for us to do our research, and we found out even more so some of the evil that goes on with this witchcraft. And that's why when I mentioned the witch hunt that's being done against President Trump, he's literally talking about witches. Witches that actually call out to their demonic spirits for power to fight against all humankind. They hate us. And then you understand more why they want death to children. They want children to be manipulated with immoral acts in school. They wanted to be changed from one to another, male to female, female to male. Anything they can do to derange what God has put in order is what they are up to. James Woods showed this, the sand slug that would be Joe Biden sunning on the shore while Americans fight for their lives. And after Hurricane Helene, don't forget Biden-Harris cabal sends $232 million to the Ukraine every single day while Americans flounder. And of course, President Trump chimed in, a really bad response to hurricane from Kamala and Joe. Check out what Joe does.
I'm a hurricane, Mr. President. Why weren't you and Vice President Harris here in Washington commanding this weekend?
I was commanding. I was on the phone for at least 2 hours yesterday and the day before as well. I command. Call a telephone. Is it all my security people?
Is it not important for the country to see?
So he walks away. He's like, I command for my telephone. I don't need to be here for the Americans when, you know, we've had basically like a tsunami that hit across all of our states causing problems. So no, I don't really need to be there. We'll send old Kamala down there since she's running for old president. See how she's going to handle the media when they ask questions about what's going on. Oh, no, let's go. Here they go. Get them away. Get the media out of here. All part of their little show that they put on. Nope, they didn't scream and yell at her and demand things. It just, Madam President, Vice President, you know, soft spoken. If that was President Trump and they demanded answers, they'd be screaming at the top of their lungs. Of course, there she is standing looking at the flood. No money for you. We gave all to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Somebody put that meme together. And of course, they had to put out something on X, right, as if she's working so hard. She looks bored to death looking at blank sheets of paper. And if you're looking at that photo even closer, you'll notice that she does not have the earpieces that are supposed to be connected to the phone. They're not connected to the phone. Interesting. And she says, well, I was just briefed by FEMA, Dion Creswell, on the latest developments about the ongoing impacts of Hurricane Helene. We also discussed our administration's continued actions to support emergency response and recovery. I spoke with this person. I spoke with that person. I'm just bored to death. I'm sitting here with my pen in my hand, and I happen to have one of those rings on that, you know, the red ring. You guys know when they have those red rings on. You know what that represents, right? Yeah. For all to see. President Trump said another fake and staged photo from someone who has no clue what she's doing. You have to plug the cord into the phone for it to work. Biden and Harris abandoned Americans in Afghanistan. They sacrificed Americans to an open border. And now they have left Americans to drown in North Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, and elsewhere in the South. Under this administration, Americans always come last because we have leaders who have no idea how to lead. Here's something that'll help you. Important notice, none of the LTPetClub247.com products, including their Enforce supplements, have been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are dietary supplements and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Additionally, the information presented here is not intended to replace the advice of your health practitioner, doctor, or veterinarian. Well, everyone knows that our immune system is our God-given defense system to help our bodies deal with everything that comes against it, from the smallest of concerns to the most catastrophic. Our immune response cells are simply God's first responders. Our bodies are constantly fighting off threats, and the more we are exposed, the more overwhelmed our immune system becomes. Enforce, offered at LTPetClub247.com in the description box below, is a product with over 400 studies conducted on its immune-supporting mushroom that shows that it is another one of God's natural, effective, and powerful elements he gave us to assist in our immune response. Mary from Orange County, California, said, I was given some news that I did not want to hear. I was told that I needed to take some drastic treatment to deal with it. I wanted to take 6 weeks to pray about it and try the immune-supporting Enforce to allow my immune system to do what God designed it to do. I started taking 4 capsules of Enforce 3 to 4 times a day, every day for the entire 6 weeks. Those responsible for my care were shocked at how well I was doing after taking Enforce. They had not seen anything quite like this. I am thankful to God and to Enforce. Well, folks, I highly recommend that you consider trying Enforce. Just visit LTPetClub247.com to take advantage of the built-in discounted price they have prepared for our listeners. That's LTPetClub247.com in the description box below. Get yours today. So, folks, this from Ann Vandersteel, breaking Hurricane Helene update. 60 bodies just found hanging in trees in Mitchell County, Western North Carolina. Military about to take over the airports, Asheville Airport. Water will be out for 30 days. No internet. Only iHeartRadio is being broadcasted. General Michael Flynn says, if you're a believer, now's the time to pray. There are biblical levels of events occurring worldwide. And so somebody came up with another perspective on what's going on, what they're possibly doing. As you know, we talk about the manipulation of weather in the last video. This one is very interesting and kind of makes sense about lithium mines in Kings Mountain, North Carolina.
Can I tell you what I find? That one of the areas affected by Hurricane Helene is the world's largest lithium deposit, and the DOD just entered into an agreement with this company right here to mine lithium for electric cars starting in 2025. Now that area is completely devastated. This is a $90 million agreement between the DOD and this company right here to get Kings Mountain, North Carolina lithium mine up and running by 2030. If that area has been inundated, is in a disaster zone, then the government can come in and do eminent domain, and they can pay you what it was worth 5 years ago rather than what it's worth right now. Imagine that your home has turned into a watery lot, and the government comes to you and says, hey, I'll pay you what you paid for it. You're going to take it, and you're going to go, right? What do you think is going to happen right here now that they want this lithium mine up and running by 2025, 2030 at the latest? Back in 1947, we had the Florida Georgia Hurricane, or Hurricane 9, and it was the first hurricane to be targeted for weather modification. What happened was General Electric's, the U.S. Navy, the Army, the Air Force, they poured dry ice into this hurricane using airplanes to see what would happen. Would they slow it down? Well, what happened was it slowed down a little bit, but it turned west really sharp. Let me show you. This is the path that the hurricane took in 1947. Does it look similar to you? Probably not. It's a coincidence, right? Moving on. I'm sure this is just another coincidence, but do you know who owns the most shares in that lithium mine? BlackRock and Vanguard.
There we go again. So interesting that folks go out, they grab information, they find the receipts for you, and they let you know how this plays out in their mind and how this might be working. Just like they did in Hawaii, right? They tear the whole place down. They have plans to make a smart city by a certain year. They block everybody out, and they say nothing to see here. They didn't do a thing for the folks in Maui, the government, and they just kind of ignored it. didn't really play much into people's lives at all. It's almost like the same thing is happening now, and folks have been affected, and it's stressing folks out. And even if you go on to, I believe this is NBC, this woman has family trapped in Spruce Pine, North Carolina, for 4 days. She calls out Biden.
Do you think the government is doing enough?
Honestly, I don't know how you did not have a formal press conference or something from either President Biden or Kamala Harris. I mean, how do you not say anything for 4 days? They've been stranded for 4 days, and this is the first we've heard from them at all. FEMA is not on the ground there at all. They are not in these cities, not in these towns, and not in these villages.
Does your relative have food? Does she have water? Does she have the medication she needs?
They have a minimal amount of water. They have a minimal amount of food. They were able to get slightly down the mountain to get a little bit of gas, but they haven't been able to cut their way out yet.
When you say cut their way out, what do you mean?
There's trees down. You have to have chainsaws up there to get the trees out of the roads. And that is if the mudslides didn't take the roads out completely. I could not even tell you how many families, even here outside of Charlotte, that are looking for their loved ones up in that area. No one knows anything.
Where's the military? I mentioned this in the last video. I told you that I went to the tsunami disaster 2005, I believe. I've got to go back and look at the date. Christmas time, right after Christmas, we flew into Thailand out of Okinawa. And they had folks, I'm talking in the matter of that day, within 24 hours, they were flying airplanes in from all around the earth to bring supplies and food. And they were bringing all types of resources, set up a joint operations center for military and civilian agencies. And they had everything that you can imagine, ships, mercy ships out there, so they can send people that were hurt out to the mercy ships to, the ships that provide medical care. They were doing everything they could to help. Yet, what do we do? September 26, a press release goes out. Captain Moriarty puts this out from the Army. Tennessee National Guard Task Force deploying to Middle East. More than 700 soldiers from the Tennessee Army National Guard's 278th Armored Cavalry Regiment departing Saturday, September 28th, on the first leg of a year-long deployment to the Middle East. The task force, comprised primarily of soldiers from the 2nd Squadron, will initially deploy to Fort Bliss, Texas for a few weeks and then head on over to Kuwait. There you go. There's your receipt for that. So they're sending all of our troops over to the Middle East. They know the storm is coming. They didn't cut it off and say, nope, we're not going to send them now. We're going to have to help our own country. Oh, no. We're going to send these soldiers over to Kuwait for a year, away from their homeland. Douglas MacGregor, Pentagon sending thousands of more troops to the Middle East as Israel begins ground invasion of Lebanon. So there's that out there. You got the attacks in Lebanon. You got our troops heading over there. What seems to be going on? And the only leader that seems to be stepping up to the plate is President Trump.
He is being treated not just as a former president, but almost as though he is a sitting president. As Boris, you just noted, getting a briefing from FEMA, getting a briefing from the National Guard, that is not something that is typically just offered to a candidate. They are treating him as though he is a former president who is there to help. And one thing that I had noticed earlier during our 1 p.m. conversation was that Donald Trump did not have that much to offer in terms of resources, since he is not a sitting president. But I will note that he and the campaign say that they have arrived in that area with trucks full of supplies that they plan on giving out. So there is something there for them to offer. He also said that he had a tanker truck full of gasoline, which obviously, if you've ever covered one of these storms, you understand that one of the first things and hardest things to come by is gasoline. So he said that he was going to be giving that out. He is clearly taking this seriously as a politician is on the ground trying to show that he is there in support of the people on the ground in Georgia.
Communist News Network that put that out. Shocked. I'm shocked that they allowed the young lady to speak on NBC. I'm surprised they didn't cut her off and say, oh, we must have lost the connection because she's up in the mountains. I don't know. Who knows how this thing plays out? There are folks that are hurting, and they're begging for help from President Trump only. And it's happening across social media.
This message is for President Trump and President Trump only. If you don't want to hear what I have to say, keep scrolling. I live in Upper East Tennessee. I work in two of the towns that were flooded last Friday evening. And I can't explain the devastation here. I know that you were recently in Valdosta, Georgia, covering this same hurricane, but the current administration is doing nothing for my area. Upper East Tennessee, from Newport to Bristol to Mountain City, Roane Mountain, Unicoi, Irwin, to Western North Carolina in places like Spruce Pine, Chimney Rock, Statesville, Asheville. They were devastated. Whole towns wiped off.
And so she's trying to let him know, look, could you come up here and help us out? Just showing you folks are posting these videos all over. And we're following all of these developments day after day now. They're warning about what's unfolding. The signs are clear, marking the shift to a new era, revealing hidden truths and empowering the people, not the elites. The storm is here. Litecoin bull. It had to be payback for P. Diddy stuff coming out. People are waking up. Was engineered to target pro-Trump counties. Imagine if this intel got out. Well, it is. A deliberate act, the strange random act of nature, an engineered disaster aimed squarely at pro-Trump strongholds. The timing, intensity, and targeting were meticulously planned to disrupt the resistance against the elites during the critical election period. Look at the facts. The hurricane massively obliterated areas that are vocal, patriotic, committed to freedom-loving American values. Hundreds of pro-Trump counties were devastated, infrastructure annihilated, communities blacked out from the outside world. Even the elites don't believe in coincidences. They believe in power manipulation and the bullish they call climate change, which is one huge scam. The storm was strategically unleashed just before the most important election in the history of man so as to crush the resistance, displace families, and sow chaos. Power outages, collapsed communication systems, main infrastructure reduced to rubble. People are dying. Entire neighborhoods swept away. Lives uprooted. Just as the WEF, World Economic Forum, predicted a billion people would be displaced by climate change. It's not climate change. You're in the middle of a huge war, my friends. We know weather modification isn't new. It's been hidden from us for decades. Project Cirrus back in 1947 was only the beginning. HARP, geoengineering, cloud seeding, these technologies have evolved to the point where hurricanes can be directed like missiles. You had the Waterville Dam chaos. Media pushes the narrative of simple miscommunication. The evacuation was orchestrated to instill fear. The flooding alone should raise alarms. What's the real motive? These storms brewing in the Atlantic at the same time, not a coincidence. There's another one on the way, folks. It's not just physical, it's psychological warfare. How much can they push before people break? They've weaponized our environment against us and think you don't know. They are sick people. Stop denying this. Stop telling us we're wrong. It's more proof today. Weather manipulation's real. Look at HARP. Their motive is real. They want to control over every form of resistance. This is an act of war. It's not climate change. It's targeted destruction. Planning to dismantle opposition, create instability. The devastation of pro-Trump counties is just the beginning. You can see this on the map below. It's blatantly obvious. This is a warning, and the battle has just begun. Stay vigilant. Now, what I find interesting, folks, in the midst of all of this, you would think that maybe these dock workers would go, you know what? We just had some devastation in the United States of America. Our fellow Americans have fallen apart. Let's pause this strike, the dock workers' strike at Eastern Gulf Ports, Gulf Coast Ports. Let's put a stop to this, sir, and just hold off right now because our Americans are hurting. Let's support our fellow Americans and wait. As a matter of fact, let's support President Trump in his quest to become president. I'm sure that he can come in and help us since he's a billionaire and he knows business. Oh, no. We're going to strike anyway.
But today's world, it's changing into the future. They're not making millions no more. They're making billions. And they're spending it fast as they make it. I want a piece of that for my men. Because when they made their most money was during COVID. When my men had to go to work on those piers every single day, when everybody stayed home and went to work. Not my men. They died out there with the virus. We all got sick with the virus. We kept them going. From Canada to Maine to Texas, Great Lakes, Puerto Rico, now the Bahamas, everybody went to work during COVID. Nobody stayed home. Well, I want to be compensated for that. I'm not asking for the world. They know what I want. They know what I want. And if they don't, well, then I have to go into the street and we have to fight for what we rightfully deserve. These people today don't know what a strike is.
Right.
When my men hit the streets from Maine to Texas, every single port will lock down. You know what's going to happen? I'll tell you. First week, be all over the news every night, boom, boom. Second week, guys who sell cars can't sell cars because the cars ain't coming in off the ships. They get laid off. Third week, malls start closing down. They can't get the goods from China. They can't sell clothes. They can't do this. Everything in the United States comes on a ship. They go out of business. Construction workers get laid off because the materials aren't coming in. The steel's not coming in. The lumber's not coming in. They lose their job. Everybody's hating the longshoremen now because now they realize how important our jobs are. Now I have the president screaming at me. I'm putting a Taft Hartley on you. Go ahead. Taft Hartley means I have to go back to work for 90 days as a cooling off period. Do you think when I go back for 90 days, those men are going to go to work on that pier? It's going to cost the money, the company's money to pay their salaries. Well, they went from 30 moves an hour maybe to 8. They're going to be like this. Who's going to win here in the long run? You're better off sitting down and let's get a contract and let's move on with this world. And in today's world, I'll cripple you. I will cripple you, and you have no idea what that means. Nobody does.
So the Teamsters, remember they support President Trump, came out with their release. They stand with the International Longshoremen's Association on this strike. The following statement from Teamsters, Sean O'Brien, the president, on the failure of the United States Maritime Alliance to present an acceptable contract offer to the International Longshoremen's Association. Teamsters, including our members in the freight industry, stand in full solidarity with the International Longshoremen's Association as they fight for a fair and just contract with the ocean carriers presented by USMX. They're telling the U.S. government, that's Biden and Harris, stay out of this fight and allow union workers to withhold their labor for the wages and benefits they have earned. Any workers on the road and the ports and the air should be able to fight for a better life free of government interference. Corporations for too long have been able to rely on political puppets to help them strip working people of their inheritance leverage. I just wish they would have held off and not do this now, especially right before this huge election. That's 45,000 dock workers from Maine to Texas on strike. Guys, I got a lot to show you on Hillary, on these terrible things they're doing to President Trump. Political violence, Assange, and so much more. First, I want to let you know we're at andweknow.com. You can find everything you need to know from our website. I let you know just about every time. We've got X, Facebook, Instagram, Telegram, and more on that site. All of our videos are on the site. Our AUK merch is on the site. Our newsletter subscription, name and email on the site. If you hit that contact button, all you have to do is click on it like I just did. You'll actually head over to contact us, put your name and email, and send a photo. You click send a photo right there, and that's where you can send a photo of you guys wearing our gear. Absolutely amazing. And just a reminder for those that have andweknow.tv, we no longer upload to this. If you are still getting charged or have been charged for September, you can actually do this. You can file a protest with your credit card and make sure that this is removed. We were promised that this would be shut down. We're looking for another way to get something up and running for you guys on that site or something similar. Please just know that we no longer upload there. And also shop.andweknow.com. That's where you can find our gear, sweatshirts, hoodies, hats, tees, tanks, and accessories. Our mugs are available and so much more. So now here's some more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear. Folks, just want to remind you when we play this, Clinton warns of October surprise that will distort and pervert Harris. I can't stand playing videos from her, but we got to find out who's wearing that mask today anyway. And that's the Clinton Global Initiative. Of course, what happens when the October surprise is mentioned? We go back to the cue board. Cue board says October surprises being prepped and warmed. Full MSDNC blitzkrieg. Known and ready. And don't forget that she's the one that put out the email, Dear Tony Podesta, I'm so looking forward to the spirit cooking dinner at my place. Do you think you will be able to let me know if your brother is joining? All my love, Marina Abramovich. They were doing spirit cooking together. We know that. She never said that she didn't. She just gets upset because she knows she's going to be exposed. She comes out. And she talks about an October surprise.
There will be concerted efforts to distort and pervert Kamala Harris, who she is, what she stands for, what she's done. I mean, look, I mean, the crazy story about me running a child trafficking operation out of a basement of a pizzeria. Don't laugh. Don't laugh. It was a huge story. And it got one young man in North Carolina to get in his car with his, you know, assault rifle and drive up to liberate these non-existent children and shoot up a pizzeria in Washington, D.C.
So we know, if you remember that, because they're going to use this, remember they sit in their little rooms and they say, we've got to figure out, since we're being exposed at Comic-Con Pizza for trafficking children, since we're being exposed and the pictures are coming out, we've got to figure out what to do. Well, this is what we'll do. We'll bring an actor in. We'll have him pretend that he's shooting up the place. And we'll call him one of those Q followers. And, you know, he got his information from WikiLeaks that these guys are trafficking children at Comic-Con. And he'll be one of our guys. And then we'll have the police show up and all the guys that we've framed, you know, they'll make it look real. And then we'll use that forever and ever that they were after us because it was a big lie.
This is dangerous stuff. It starts online, often on the dark web. It migrates. It's picked up by the pro-Trump media. It's then reported on by everybody else, which makes sure it has about 100% coverage, and people believe it. So I don't know what it's going to be, but it will be something, and we'll have to work very, very hard to make sure that it is exposed as the lie that it is.
So she's letting you know. They're going to be putting something out on me. There could be a video with some sick stuff on it. But you know what? We just got to get ahead of this because when it comes out, we need to make sure that we're doing all we can to dispel this rumor that's playing out. This is on PBS for all to see. So what do you think the people are thinking when she's talking about this? Guys, they're going to show some stuff on me, but, you know, we don't really want to believe it. You know, the guy that exposed him was with WikiLeaks, and that would be Julian Assange. He arrived in France, made his first public appearance and statements.
I want to be totally clear. I am not free today because the system worked. I am free today after years of incarceration because I pled guilty to journalism. I pled guilty to seeking information from a source. I pled guilty to obtaining information from a source And I pled guilty to informing the public what that information was. I did not plead guilty to anything else. I hope my testimony today can serve to highlight the weaknesses of the existing safeguards and to help those whose cases are less visible but who are equally vulnerable.
He's the one that leaked all the information, the emails, from this clown, Hillary. And we know that folks at the DNC were the ones like Seth Rich, who was supposedly taken out, shot and killed, because, he just happened to grab those emails from one of their computers and gave it to Julian Assange. So now he's upset now that he's out, Julian Assange, because guess what? The truth now seems less discernible.
As I emerge from the dungeon of Belmarsh, the truth now seems less discernible, and I regret how much ground has been lost during that time period, how expressing the truth has been undermined, attacked, weakened, and diminished. I see more impunity, more secrecy, more retaliation for telling the truth, and more self-censorship. It is hard not to draw a line from the US government's prosecution of me, its crossing the Rubicon by internationally criminalizing journalism, to the chilled climate for freedom of expression that exists now.
Yep, and so why did they come after him? Why did they not want the truth out anymore? Why did they go after guys like this? Because he had a huge impact on what? On the Clintons. He had a huge impact on exposing not only the Clintons, but all their connections, Podestas, all of the evil ones that control and run this huge trafficking ring around this earth. And they couldn't afford having him out there continuing to leak their emails. So they had to take him out. Just like you remember, guys. Remember when they went after anyone that shared something on Q in October of 2020, 4 years ago, most of the folks that shared anything about Q, they took them down off of YouTube without a strike, without anything, just said, here, you're gone. Why? Oh, because you're sharing disinformation about Q, which Q was exposing, along with WikiLeaks, all the information about these clowns, these evil people. One of those would be the hunters become the hunted. Patriots are in control. The hunt is on. Remember this picture? Red October is upon us. The drips have been coming so fast. Expect a flood of D-class. Assange to speak on October 1st. Do you believe in coincidences? All of this is playing out. In the midst of this, what do? They're doing all they can to put a stop to anything that comes out about them. So they build these giant statues, 6,000-pound naked President Trump effigy near Las Vegas on Interstate 15. It costs $550,000 to build. It's designed to incite violence against and on behalf of the former president. 43 feet tall, 6,000 pound, $550,000. That's how much they spend to go after President Trump. Marjorie Taylor Greene reminded us we've entered the most dangerous phase of the election. The momentum shift has happened. Trump is leading and his support is rapidly accelerating. I'm hearing it everywhere, even where it was not before. Democrats will do anything to stop him. Anything. Anything at all. They've already been trying to put him in prison and literally assassinate him. What comes next? More assassination attempts? Will they delay the election? Interesting question there, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Be prepared. Here's some of those numbers that are falling in from Rasmussen reports.
Trump is only down 11 points on Harris in New York. That's incredible. And what's fascinating is Trump does pretty poorly with New York Republicans, at least compared with Harris and Democrats. But the independent signal is going really strong for Trump by 9 points. Trump doesn't do that great in the white vote, probably because of the urban vote. But in the sample, Trump's getting 40% of the black vote in New York. That is huge. And Harris is getting the Hispanic vote. Again, a smaller sample. We couldn't do everything with weighting. And 18 to 39-year-olds are breaking Harris by 13 points. Now, this is incredible. We're talking about 23-11. So Trump has made up, according to this analysis, over half of his loss against Biden just in the last 4 years. Now, we've been talking a lot about how, in my opinion, the battleground state polling has been lagging Trump's national numbers. And one take on that, and I think there's some truth to it, is that all of the state polling is still leaning somewhat left. I think there's also an aspect of, in the battleground states, that's where most of the Democrat advertising dollars are going.
Yeah.
But another conclusion might be that deep blue centers are breaking Trump more than they have in, like, forever.
You know, something that's going to help with this election would be something I just saw. Shock report: after sending $175 billion to Ukraine and handing out thousands of dollars a month to illegals, Biden tells the American people to help fund the recovery of Hurricane Helene.
We have rivers that are still rising. The danger is still occurring for a lot of people.
And by the way, as the FEMA can tell you, they have prepositioned an awful lot of material throughout that area, from the Bend all the way up into Tennessee. And so the idea that we weren't prepared, the question is, no one knew exactly how devastating it would be. We knew it would be significant, and we've got a lot already in place, but there's more. But here's the point. I'm going to be asking the American people to continue to help fund the needs of these people. It's not going to be one hit and it's over. It's going to take a hell of a long time.
Oh, the American people need to do it. Even though we sent billions off to Ukraine and we fund the illegals, you know, American people, you guys need to foot the bill. You need to do that. You know, that just makes you wonder how in the world these guys get even elected into positions of power. Well, they do it by cheating. We know this because check out what just came out. Massive scandal in Arizona. 218,000 voters have been wrongly marked as having provided proof of citizenship.
Now, this new data set, as they're calling it, brings the total number of people impacted to 218,000 instead of the 98,000 we first reported. These people were mistakenly marked as having provided documentary proof of citizenship. And Arizona voter registration database now has correctly flagged the impacted individuals. Election officials say they will contact the affected Arizonans with information regarding their status after the general election. That means for now, the Arizona Supreme Court's ruling is going to stay that impacted voters, that includes all of them, will still be able to vote.
How about that? So the same people who demanded that you have a vaccine ID to travel are now demanding that there be no ID for voting. That's right. You have to have one for boarding a plane, getting a prescription, applying for a job, cashing a check, applying for food stamps, driving, getting married, adopting a pet, buying alcohol. Well, you head over to California and 14 other Democrat-run states, like Gavin Newsom signing a bill barring local authorities from requiring voter ID. You guys don't, we don't want to know where they're from. Voters at polling places are checked off against voter rolls without further proof being required. Voters who submit mail-in ballots must include their signatures on the envelopes that are checked by a machine against the signatures on file. Then you had this from D.C. Drano. Arizona AG Chris Mays, in September 10th phone call with the Democratic Arizona governor and secretary of state, admitted the 18 defendants she is currently prosecuting for questioning the election did nothing wrong. She just destroyed her own case. Not that there was ever a legitimate one to begin with. What else is going on with the elections? Oh, Liz Harrington showed us that it's baffling that they must have not reacted to the compelling evidence that's been in his hands for 3 years. Raffensperger knows his election system is wide open. His lawyers don't even dispute that fact and that results can be manipulated at will. The court must enforce the law. So we have a video for you from Zoom call, and I played it in the intro so you guys would know that what was coming. These guys are fighting back to let them know what's going on.
Or it doesn't. You know, and as we sit here today, it does not. And, you know, would the secretary today, in light of this evidence, certify this system safe and practicable for use? I hope not. I attribute to the secretary good intentions to have a secure system. But it's baffling that they have not reacted to the compelling evidence that's been put in his hands for 3 years about this problem. Mandamus, that's the remedy. It's available to us, and we are resorting to it. So the abuse of discretion, let me put it this way. He doesn't have discretion to fill the system that has open text encryption keys that any moderately sophisticated attacker could exploit to alter election results without detection. He doesn't have that discretion. Where's the statute that says that? And they get there. That's the effect of the argument. They get there by saying, well, all we got to do is have a pre-purchase certification, then it doesn't matter anymore. It does matter. It has to matter. The only context in which it could matter is the operational context. The whole point is to have a safe election, not to pass a test. Why did the legislature require the test? So they would have a safe system in elections. I mean, it's nonsense to construe this as there being no duty to have a compliant and safe operational election system. That's the thrust of the entire thing. So I have not read that Lardy article, but I will go out on a limb and say that an overwhelming concern was election integrity. The commission that was convened by the secretary was called the Safe Commission. It wasn't the unsafe commission, it was the Safe Commission. Why? Because they wanted a safe system. And if those people had known that these encryption keys were in plain text, that you had hard-coded vendor passwords going back to 2008 or 2010, that you had 10-year X509 certificates that could establish trust between communicating machines, it wouldn't have gotten off the ground. Now we have.
So here we go. In a nutshell, if you didn't understand that, it's like taking a safe, putting all your locks in there to make sure folks can't get in to that particular safe with all the ways of manipulating the election, right? The Dominion voting machines. Take that safe. And then take the codes that allows you to get the coding so that you know the combination to get into that safe. Just put it right on top of the safe so folks can just walk right up, open the safe, and get everything out of it. Remember, President Trump put out in 2020, November 12th, Dominion deleted 2.7 million Trump votes nationwide. Data analysis finds 221,000 Pennsylvania votes switched from President Trump to Biden. 941,000 Trump votes deleted. States using Dominion voting systems switched 435,000 votes from Trump to Biden. That was reporting from Chanel at One American News Network. Never forget that. Brian Cates put out, what if the reason the election has to be delayed is because a couple thousand counties suddenly you can't use Dominion Smartmatic machines found to be unsecured and in direct and deliberate violation of multiple election laws and regulations? And they tried to hide it for another election, but failed to avoid a federal court order prohibiting the use of unsecured machines for the 2024 election. Imagine that. And then you wonder why these guys, like this character, wants President Trump gone. How do we know that? Well, his recommended book reading list. He goes out and has a nice little interview with some folks in a strange setup. It's not even professionally done. And Obama mentions his summer reading list and says his staff helped him put it together. Why do his books have titles such as Headshot, Martyr, and Help Wanted, right before Donald Trump was nearly assassinated? Or are we just going to brush that under the rug?
Yeah. So we skip that.
Okay. Had It or Hit It, Brat Summer.
Hit It. I just put out my playlist, and 365 is on it, and it is a great album. So I get people question sometimes whether I'm actually listening to all this music. As I've testified before, I am. I get input from my daughters.
Right.
Who undeniably are a little more up to speed.
Okay, I heard enough of him. These guys are sick. They communicate in the way that they do, and we realize what they're up to, and they mock us and they laugh at us in our face. And then they bring in these illegals. Dozens of military-age men from the Middle East invaded through Eagle Pass, Texas again the other day. And you're looking at that video on your screen. All military-aged. Heading into the country. President Trump has warned us what they're up to, what they might be doing behind the scenes. And then President Trump mentions to us, right, that these taxpayer-funded sex change surgeries for detained migrants. So these migrants, some of them say, hey, I want to become a female. Well, the Americans are going to be footing the bill because Kamala thinks it's a great idea, $250,000.
They've shown how pathetic they are. They've shown how bad they are. And we'll be able to do things to fix it. They're so bad with the police. She's a big defunder of the police. You know, anybody that wants to defund the police shouldn't even have a right to run for president. It's so stupid. But she's a big defunder. She wanted to defund. She was one of the leaders. Operations for illegals that are in prison coming from other countries on transgender. If they want to have a sex change operation, if they ask for it, we have to give it. This is her. People say I'm kidding.
She's on camera. No. These are her
words. She wanted to have sex change operations for people that are in prison. If you're in a holding bin and you want a holding bin and you want to have a sex change operation, you know, first of all, it's terrible, but you know, those operations cost $250,000. They are major operations. This woman is a nut job.
Yep, nut job to the point where she has no idea what she's even doing as a leader when it comes to our finances, and she's called out there, you know, on their agenda.
By the way, he was president. We know what that resulted in.
Seems like you kind of forgot that earlier. Yeah, and the tariffs that he did put on were continued by the Biden administration. There was no recession. Real wages were actually up. Stock market did well. A lot of very positive things happened. Record low unemployment until the pandemic. So it's just weird to act like it's a complete wild card, what kind of president he would be when you've got a blueprint right there of what kind of president he would be.
And talking about President Trump.
Kamala Harris has been vice president for 4 years, and we've seen exactly what kind of vice president she would be.
Right. What have you seen? You've seen more manufacturing in this country since any time since World War II.
I've seen real wages go down. I've seen... crime.
That's not true.
What's not true?
Real
weekly wages have gone down. Average weekly wages are still down from when Biden came into office.
When Biden came into office, we saw sky high unemployment.
Yeah. They're getting called out on CNBC. That's when you know things are falling apart for Kamala Harris and more. We've been getting some help from Dr. Kirk Elliott on all the money issues. Eastern Gulf Coast supports to strike. If you guys missed this interview, you want to check it out from Sunday. China unveils aggressive stimulus, proving economy is based on debt. You don't want to miss this interview that I had with Dr. Kirk Elliott, folks. You can also go to amweknow.com/gold and reach out to him and have your own chat session with him or somebody with the staff, and they'll pray with you also. So I'm just encourage you to check that out. And also, you want to see something that really touched me as we come to a close today from Melania. And you're going to love what she says about her husband.
And Brian was asking him about your relationship, and he said, you know, Brian, she really, really does love me. So what do you love most about your husband?
He's a humor, his personality, his kindness. He's very special. His positivity, his energy, it's unbelievable. So we have a beautiful relationship.
We see these clips of Donald Trump giving a lady at the cash register $100 to pay for her groceries. The little boy with a rare disease, he invites him to the rally in New York, and the little boy cries when he receives a letter on his birthday from Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump calls all the service members, their family members, when they lose their lives. These are stories that a lot of people, you're not going to see this on other networks. Is that the man he is?
That's the man he is, yes.
One word to describe him, what would that be? One or two words?
Caring, especially for this country.
And what do the two of you like to do for fun, if you're not working?
To have dinner, sometimes quiet dinner or dinner with friends and listen to the music, mm-hmm. all kind of different musics.
I hear he likes to be the DJ.
He likes to be the DJ, and it's very fun night when he does that.
So amazing to hear about President Trump with all of the everything that's thrown at him day in and day out from the enemy. And she said he's got a love for our country, and he does. And I want to play this as we come to a close from President Trump in dealing with these disasters.
As you know, our country is in the final weeks of a hard-fought national election. But in a time like this, when a crisis hits, when our fellow citizens cry out in need, none of that matters. We're not talking about politics now. We have to all get together and get this solved. We need a lot of help. They have to have a lot of help down here. We look out for one another. We pull together. We pitch in. We persevere, and we pull it through. That is really the American spirit. That's what made America originally great. And that's why today I've come to Valdosta with large semi-trucks, many of them, filled with relief aid and a tanker truck filled up with gasoline. We have a couple of the big tanker trucks filled up with gasoline, which they can't get now. And we'll be working to distribute it throughout the day. And I want to thank again Franklin Graham and everyone at Samaritan's Purse. You people are fantastic, by the way. Just fantastic. And people appreciate you very much.
Love for the country, for the people. It's been very difficult over this past weekend to put information together and figure out exactly what's going on. I don't have all the information on how this is going to play out, but I tell you what, I'm watching a country, in a sense, falling apart because we're trying to figure out why the federal government won't support it. But I tell you, in midst of all of this, the American people are coming together and they're doing all they can to provide the support that's needed in that area. I'm going to show you this that I just got, and then we're going to close with Mark Robinson quietly coordinating one of the most incredible recovery efforts in history.
Hey, guys, Lieutenant Governor Robinson, still up here in the western part of the state. And, guys, I'm going to show you something. This is North Carolina right here. Look at this. We got civilian. We got law enforcement. We got the pride of North Carolina, North Carolina's National Guardsmen out here, guys. And all of these folks are out here working hard as you are back home to send in these donations that you see coming in, to get out here to these flood victims, these victims of this hurricane. Guys, this is North Carolina at its absolute finest right here. Just want you to take a look at what's going on right there. You see sheriff deputies working along with National Guard, with civilian guys. You got a civilian truck here. You got a sheriff's vehicle back there. Just like it was when we came up here, when I bought my own vehicle up here, guys. This is an all-hands-on-deck situation.
Thank you, Mark Robinson. He's working hard. President Trump's working hard. And we know even if they, doesn't matter what your political background is, you're going to get the help when they get out there to those areas. And we're going to continue to stay in prayer for all of them, all the folks affected from this, the family members that are waiting, wondering what's going on, what's going to be, if somebody's going to actually rescue them. And we know that all of this is going to work in the end. Common Sense IQ test. I try to get hold to the Telegram part of Common Sense IQ test so I can share it with everyone, but for some reason I think I'm blocked from them. Not sure why. But I'm going to read this real quick as we close. When all hope is lost, you're weary and tired, emotions running high from all that's transpired, it's about the break. We're being shown on a global scale entities overthrown. Mark of the beast, no, mark my words, the Lord is my shepherd and leads his herds. Of nations of warriors rising from the call, like Jericho's march, these walls will fall. Our voices reverberate, we are the news, not on the sidelines to use and abuse. Soldiers with purpose, grand scale, we see 40,000 foot view in every intricacy. We must address these current events, manipulated attacks, unprecedentedly intense. Dams are breaking, floods racing through. Watch the water, we were told to do. The water is maritime, a shield of stealth to transport underneath a terrain of wealth. Buried below are caves and tunnels, subterranean warfare where evil funnels their control of humanity, trafficking all things, diabolically supporting evil, pulling strings. We must also discuss the hardships en route. Been hearing for years with no dispute. The ports and transport grinding to a halt. Corporate monopolies must all default. In order to make America great again, their control must cease. Can I get an amen? And as this happens, conveniences and supplies will become more sparse with their glorious demise. Be not afraid. War is taking place right here on our soil. Every soul must face the truths of evil and deception's web, not just the salacious of the influenced celeb, but the deeper layers of evil's machines grinding to a halt as our God intervenes.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for how you continue to guide and direct our lives. We certainly are begging you for every single person crying for help in these areas that are barren, that have no reach for roads and more, that supplies will reach them, that they would be comforted by you, that we'd hear story after story of how they knew that their Heavenly Father was protecting them. Please, we're begging you, Lord, as the enemy continues to seemingly try to destroy all of us, that we would gather together and come to you on our knees, begging for help, giving us the strength to do all we can to help each other through this difficult time leading up to a pivotal election that you're aware of. You're in control of all things, and we ask that you continue to provide us the comfort and rest that we need through this all. Peace in the midst of the storm. Strength in when we feel so weary. We've been beat up for so many years, not allowed to claim victory for more than 8 years now. We certainly need your help. Please protect our president and his family, those that are out there on the front lines, those that are now helping throughout the states that are affected from this hurricane. And please continue to protect our families from the enemy who wants to destroy us. In the name of Christ, we pray, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Hope this was okay for you. Wanted to get something out right away. There's so much going on. We might have to go daily here up until the election. We'll see. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know, signing out.
As I emerge from the dungeon of Donbass, the truth now seems less to see, and I regret